Welcome to a special edition of the CEN Show, the voice of the world community. This evening, we have a special guest that we've had on twice before, and it's been over a year, so I'm glad we have him back. And I just want to share a few things with everybody. I'm going to go ahead and introduce Mr. Bobby. He's from the CRCS Show, Counter Racist Code Show with Neely Fuller Jr. And they do an excellent job, and they're on weekly. So I'm glad that he showed up again for us, and it's wonderful to have him on. But before we get to him, and also we have Brother Mashinda here from out of Louisiana, a regular guest, not a guest, but a regular member on our show. And he shows up almost every time, and I appreciate that. Real good. He's like a brother of mine. He's known me all of my life. So it's always good to have him around. And then, of course, I'm Roski Mascani. I'm the host of the show. And so let me share a few things before we get started with Mr. Bobby. So I'm going to show when Mr. Bobby first came on. And if we go back a few years back here, Mr. Bobby was on. And this was actually before we started the actual CEN show. It was on October 1st, 2020. And I had an interview with him. I was getting a little practice for this platform. So Mr. Bobby has been around since we started. And that's a good thing because we piggyback off of his shows. And it's just a real good thing that he's here. So let me take you to another show he did. And if you go to Community Education Network on YouTube, you'll see all of our videos that we have up. So that was the first one we did with Mr. Bobby. Here's the second one. So this is from July 15th, 2021. And he was, and you see, as you can see, it's co-host of the Counter Racist Code Show. And we had a real good show. You see how many people we had around. That was excellent. And then I want to show one more show that we had just yesterday. A real good show. Let's go to that. And here it is. And I'm pretty sure Mr. Bobby would enjoy this. We have Brother DX, Astro Theology, the Bible Codes. Very interesting show. And we had a few other people join, and it was just excellent. I really enjoyed myself. So I encourage everybody to go check out the previous shows with Mr. Bobby and also the show from yesterday. And then we have 200 and something shows on YouTube. And also, we have a few more. Well, maybe not a few more because they had kind of, I think they cut off after a while. But we have about the same amount on our website, communityeducationnetwork.com. So now let's get started here, Mr. Bobby. Before I start with a little segment that I got from you guys, I want you just to tell us a little bit about yourself and anything else you want us to know.
Well, see, I've been in radio and television. Oh, this is getting ready to go on my 54th year. I started off doing commercials and all that stuff in high school. And then I just matriculated all through there doing sports, basically play-by-play. And then somebody noticed me, and then I was employed for a long time with the government, the Postal Service. That's basically about it, doing a lot of different things in the community, but mostly trying to help people as much as I possibly can if they would listen. I think that's a problem with everybody. But, you know, in self-discovery, knowing what to do, knowing what not to do, You learn as you go on, and it's an ever learning process in life. You really never graduate. So, like today, since I have an opportunity to be able to speak with you and whoever may be listening, Brother Mashinda, for example, and others who may tune in or others who may listen on YouTube, I try to make sure that I'm truthful, because if you don't tell the truth, then you're lost. And so I stay in that vein, telling the truth. And that's really about it. Nothing spectacular. That's just about it.
Well, I just know this about you, Mr. Bobby. You
Yes,
are
sir.
very, very consistent with, Neely Fuller Jr. and the show, and the information that I receive is excellent from both of you. So I just appreciate your efforts to help this cause to make our environment better. Because I
Okay.
know that the way I grew up, in the city of Compton in Los Angeles, and man, I didn't it's so many layers of values that wasn't healthy for me, and I accumulated a lot of them. And now that I've been encountered with people like yourself and Neely Fuller, Brother Mashinda, Professor Amin-Ra, just a plethora of educators, community activists, and just lots of people that's going in the direction that I think that we should be going.
Yes,
It
sir.
enhances me, and make me a better person. So
Okay.
I just take my hat off to all the people who contributes to positivity and constructive, living.
Yes, sir.
So what I want to do, Mr. Bobby, is I told you earlier, I want to steal from you, from your show, and we
Okay.
want to start off with what's the thoughts on the mind of Mr. Bobby?
The thoughts that on my mind is, I think I mentioned when you asked me that first question, but I'm noticing that a lot of people really do not listen to what you are saying. They have ears, but they can't hear. And during my development, I found out that in order to hear, you have to be trained how to listen so that you don't miss what's being said. You don't have to agree with it, but you need to listen to it and then research it to find out if it's true or not true. You need to find that out. Why? Because that helps you stay in focus with what the Creator has for you to do. If you are all scattered and believe the things that are going on right now, they tend to lead to lies because of money. Everything is connected with it. Lying, deceit, cheating, any way that they can get it, deceptions and all that. When I was coming up, there was a saying, do not believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. And as I began to do research, I began to find out that that was and that is actually true. Yesterday, I was doing a little research on vanilla ice cream because I was told by some elders that there was a time when black folk couldn't eat vanilla ice cream. And I said, why? Under the Jim Crow South, they felt that vanilla was being white was pure. And that we being black could not eat that. So they really get us eating chocolate ice cream. Well, I had to research that and find out that this was a practice that was all throughout the South. And then some of it matriculated down to, I think it's butter pecan. We got relocated, to that. When I came up, I didn't know that because, we had, vanilla ice cream. Matter of fact, it was Neapolitan. Strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate on the end. I didn't know this. And then that's just one little area. But then I found out that in every area of life, you have this type of thing going on. Not the truth, but you have lies. And we are instructed and taught in those lies, which does what? It leads to confusion. And this is where Neely Fuller's verse comes in particular when he speaks about racism. And if you had the book, you'd notice that on the first page it says, if you do not understand racism or white supremacy, then he has racism in parentheses. Listen to this. What it is and how it works, what you do understand will only confuse you. And that's what we've been operating in, is confusion, because we've gotten away from the teachings of the Creator and got in different groups and so forth, particularly using what is considered so-called religion and all that kind of stuff. It's just amazing. So I'm always in the vein of still learning, even with this conversation here, still learning, because I don't know. I want to know so that when somebody asks me a question like you are, that I can give them the truth from a referential standpoint. And that's important. I have to research the research, and then I research that because I'm not sure. I try to be as accurate as I can because of the way that we've been, colonized and indoctrinated into a type of thinking that has taught us to hate ourselves.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I kind of noted the money, you know, and people. This is a thought of mine. People get caught up in money, and then they start worshiping it or setting it as a value. I look at money as a tool, and that's a tool in this society. And it's a created and controlled entity by the powers that be. This is my observation of it. And you do need to know how to deal with money, but when you value it to a point where you worship it, and it becomes a problem.
Okay.
But I just want to add that to what you were saying, the money part. And then also when you say you have to reference, you know, things that are being put out there, and you got to research it. And now I think that's a tall task, but you can, the more you dig, the closer you can get to the truth. I think that's
exactly. When you mentioned money, for example, and I'm glad you went there, the thing about money that we are not taught, we, as you said, we worship money, but what we don't understand, the Creator has put us in the position to, when it comes to money, for example, we work for money. You're not supposed to do that. We are supposed to let money work for us. In fact, everything should work for us. We have to employ it. We have to tell it what to do, or else we become slaves to it. But that could be just about anything, because he has given us that power to be able to do that. But the problem is we don't believe it. So we go after these things, whatever they are, money, sex, drugs, we worship that instead of what is in us, which is the truth. He said that the Creator said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we don't believe that. We don't believe it. So then we are tied up into cults or everything that is non-productive, where we become a slave to a system. We're not supposed to be a slave like that. He has given us the authority to rule over the things of the earth, not people, but the things of the earth. But we have it all twisted again, and then bringing Neely Fuller, if you don't understand it, guess what? You're going to act in confusion of everything that you do. And what's bad about that, you don't even know you're confused.
All right. That's all right. Brother Mashinda, you have any thoughts about what Mr. Bobby has said? Anything you want to piggyback on or ask? Or
well, you know, I just want to, you know, acknowledge that I've listened to Mr. Bobby and Mr. Neely Fuller many times on the show. And again, you know, I've listened to two guys that are, you know, basically keeping it simple, keeping it accurate, keeping it true. And I appreciate that. You know, it seems like they break it down to the lowest common denominator so people can understand. You know, people try to create different philosophies and, you know, and add their twist to things. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, math, you know, once you come to that conclusion that, you know, if you're trying to figure out a problem or issue, some situation, you know, there's always a resolution. And it's basically, you know, either common sense or, you know, like you say, it may require research, like Mr. Bobby said, you know, to you know, kind of triangulate the information, you know, basically bounce it off different sources and, you know, and so forth. But at the end of the day, I look at it on a spiritual, kind of a spiritual energy thing where kind of like when you get hungry, you get hunger pangs. You have that biological feeling in your body that you're hungry. And it's like there's, you know, that I guess you could say that esoteric side to where, you know, if you're in tune to what's going on, you know, you will be able to recognize what's real and what's not. And a lot of people don't believe that. And so in the field I work in education, every day at the post-secondary level, you know, it's empirical evidence of what Mr. Bobby's talking about in terms of the colonized mind and not understanding racism, white supremacy for what it is and how it affects individuals, you know, globally and locally, nationally, all over worldwide. So I really don't have a question. Like I say, I'm inspired, you know, when I hear what I'm hearing, things like this. And I just appreciate that he was able to come on tonight just to, you know, shed more light, you know, continue to, you know, reflect and try to help people through this struggle, people that chime in and want to really know how to navigate through this life. And talking about money, yeah, I'm in agreement. You know, it's like what you know, you make money work for you.
That's right.
I know people who, matter of fact, not naming names, of course, but I was in a conversation today and I recognize about an individual, you know, they're very industrious, but at the end of the day, it's like it seems that they lose focus on the real task at hand. You know, if you're into, say, the business of educating people or disseminating information to empower them so they can take their lives to other levels, well, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like people who go to work to make money. You know, you go, say, if you're a teacher and you're there and you're looking for a raise all the time. And, you know, and me personally, I enter my work every day when I wake up. It's never a day. Well, I can't be absolute, of course. You know, this nothing's perfect. But at the end of the day, I wake up with purpose and take the and challenge my day and try to stay within my path and, you know, what I do to make it not only a great day for me, but for someone else. And so there's different levels of communication that I've developed in terms of, you know, I kind of cook to order for each individual because everybody has a story. There's not one individual on the planet that's alike. We might have some similarities, of course, but we are who we are relative to our own experience. And so when we're Of course, when we're faced with, the enemy trying to seduce our minds or dealing with subliminal seduction, colonization, and all the other things that we are up against, and so my goal is to try to get people not only to learn something, a trade or whatever they're pursuing, but to understand what's going to take them further is reflecting back to what Mr. Bobby is saying. You got to dig deep. You got to peel back those layers of untruth, and then you soar. You could, you take a, you rip it off as much as possible. I used to call it the banana theory, where you have layers of peeling that you got to pull off and get to that core of the banana. In other words, the fruit is there. So, in other words, people are encased with all kind of misinformation, and so forth. And so anyway, I'm just piggybacking and reflecting, kind of like in a mirror, so to speak. I'm in agreement, with the truth, and so thank you, Mr. Bobby.
You're welcome, sir. See, and brother, you hit on so many good points, about that. For example, you take mindset. What is it, and how does that work? Well, you say that you work for a company ABC or whatever. See, now that's the way that we have been trained. You work for, but that's not true. That is a lie. You are employed by a company. You signed a contract and all the things that go with that. But you work for you. And you have always worked for you, but it's to the advantage of those who like to dominate us to have you think in that mindset so they can put you where they want you to be. But you've always worked for you. And when I changed my mindset from working for company so and so and realizing that I work for Mr. Bobby, I began to grow and to think like that. And he's right. People need to do that. And okay, and then they will say, well, I don't know how to do that. And that is a legitimate question. So then the next question is, how do I get this knowledge? Well, you get it by doing what? You ask the creator to help you because he created everything. And when you do that, for example, he says it is worth to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known to him, and he will show you. He will show you. He will guide you to where you are supposed to be if you are patient enough to wait for him to do what he said that he will do. As a matter of fact, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 22, the last two lines. Says this, Isaiah 60. He said, when the time, T-I-M-E, when the time is right, he says, I, the Lord, I, Yahweh, will make it happen. Make what happen? Whatever needs to happen. I will make it happen. I produced everything. There isn't anything that I haven't produced. I will make it happen. Then he says, sleep at peace, rest. In other words, don't worry about it. But we bring worry into what he said, don't worry about. And we can't fix it. We can't do anything about it. But when you surrender to his will and learn how to submit to him, then you have a chance to understand your place in what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be. Even when you on the job, a job, you are supposed to be the person that is in command. That doesn't necessarily mean the supervisor, but you make that job work for you, not that you work for that job. Even though you may not be a, you might be a quote unquote a regular worker, but you make it work for you because he has given you the authority to do that. What happens to us? We don't believe it. We don't believe it. We don't recognize how powerful we are. He said, look, greater is, he said, greater is I am in you than in the whole world. But we don't believe that. We don't. For example, brick and mortar, which we've been taught to call church. When you mention that word, the mind goes to a building, to a building. But that's not true. Why? Because he said in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he said, don't you know, or know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the Spirit of God dwells within you? Right there. You are the church. That's why you can go anywhere and begin to speak to people the words and the teachings that he has given you with, like the brother Mashinda said, with constant study and constant research, because you never know everything. And you ask him to help you so that when you speak with people, you're speaking the truth from a referential standpoint. But unfortunately, just like in the days of Noah, people are hard-headed and stiff-necked. They ain't going to believe you, and nothing you say are going to challenge you. That's okay. They don't have to. But as long as you stay in the truth, you don't have to worry about that, because they don't have to believe you. It's all right. Just stay with the truth anyway, because you are free when you do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I want to piggyback on some more, or talk about just a little bit, mindset.
Yes.
This is the very reason why we do what we do. And I get it. Like I said, I piggyback from, or I got inspiration from the Neely Fuller Show and another brother, Kamau Cambone. He knows Neely Fuller, Dr. Kamau Cambone.
Okay.
You know, brothers like that, and the mindset that we have acquired from, you know, and I keep saying it over and over again, growing up in this society, it's so not good for us. And so we do have to change our mindset. And that's what this is about, the changing of mindset to you know, like you said, that was, you said, specifically, you said something that was this about, I guess it was the money, how you, well, you work at the job, and can you kind of repeat that again?
Okay. See, with the job, we have been trained, mm-hmm. pigeonholed, what do you call that, indoctrinated in the thinking that we work for so-and-so, whatever company it is. And in all of our lives, that thing is pushed on us. Most of the time, it's subtle. But when you get into what the Creator has said, you understand, even though you are just employed by that company, but you work for you. The same way with money. You have money. You may get this money, but you don't work for that money. You make that money work for you. How do you do that? If you do not know how to do that, then you ask the Creator how to do that. Here you start getting investments, certain types of investments. So that doing what? Make your money grow. Make it grow. Because he said that a good man not only takes care of his children, but leaves an inheritance for his children's children. How do you do that? You make your money grow. Different kinds of investments, but you have to know what those investments are. If you don't know who to talk to, ask him. Ask him to show you what you need to do, because you don't know by yourself. You're not on Wall Street or the White House or whatever it is. You're here. You're on the street level. You need to know what to do instead of not knowing what to do and get caught up in all this stuff, because this stuff is working against you. But you have to take control over that. Don't let stuff rule you. You rule that stuff. You rule that stuff, because he has given you the authority to do that. But if you don't believe it, then it's not going to work for you. Example, you walk into a room and the room is dark. Okay. You want a light to come on. Okay. Well, that light is not going to come on by itself. There's something you have to do. What is that? Turn it on so that what? You can see. You know, yeah. It's simple as that. But you have to understand the dynamics of that and the dynamic of the power that you actually possess. You possess that power because he given to you. He gave it to you. Not only did he give it to you, for certainty, he said this. He said that the scripture said that God is not a man, Numbers 23:19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. In other words, you know, even though he was born of a woman, but nevertheless, he was still divine. He didn't do anything. He cannot lie. I like what the great Nikki Giovanni once said. And you might be too young for this, but she said that God is so hip, even his errors would be correct. Whoa, that blew my mind. I heard that as a kid. I heard that. And then, like I said, I began to embrace that, you know, slowly and surely, to find out who I am and what I am supposed to do. And this is what I found out about. I don't know what to do. This is what he said. He said, in everything, not something, in everything, he said, do what? Give thanks. Why? He said, because this is my will. This is the will of God in Yahshua concerning you. So when you get down or wherever you're at and look like things are going wrong, because he said to give thanks, even though you don't understand it, he said, do it. Do it. And you'd be surprised what that thank you does. It activates things that you can't even see, things that you don't even know, and particularly things you have not been taught about, because they don't teach it in the so-called organized churches. They don't do that. They don't do it at all. And it's foolishness. And so guess what? We're confused. We get caught up in that stuff, and that's not good. So Mr. Fuller and I get out there, you know, every Tuesday and try to expose the truth, to try to get people to understand that they don't have to believe it, but we put it out there anyway, because most of the time they're not going to understand it, and very few will do it. But that's okay. That's okay. I have a love for people. In fact, if you want to really know how to love, you have to ask the Creator to show you how to love, what love is. Other than that, you ain't going to know, because the world teaches you a kind of love that is lustful and all the other stuff that goes with it. That's why you depend on him. And then you can, when you do that, depend on him, then you can speak with authority, because those are not your words. Those are the words that he has given you to say.
Yeah, when I think about that, I'm thinking about self-empowerment.
Yes.
You're self-empowered. Then also, you know, I speak to my students a lot, and I say, you be the change that you want.
Yes.
You know, it starts with you.
Yes.
So that brings me to that train of thought.
Yes.
You infect your environment. Don't let the environment infect
There you go. There you go. You got it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. You make the change that you want to see. So, yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, Brother Mashinda, you want to talk about anything we just said?
No, I'm just listening. You know.
Okay.
I always say, you know, when I'm talking to people, what I consider as truth, what I'm based on my research and my discernment, you know, I'm just talking out loud. They just happen to be in my presence. I'm reminding myself what I have to continue to do, and I like to share it, because you know, I'm matriculating through this life, but I don't, you know, again, if it's no good if I don't share information. What you run into is rejection, but you can't personalize it. It's a given in a lot of the equations where people are where they're at in their mind. And so the goal is, if they react to you, you know, like in hate, or, you know, lash out at you, or, you know, I don't get into arguments with anybody. I remind Correct. Them, hey, I'm trying to live by this myself. You just happen to be in my presence. That's
yes.
all.
With
or without you, I'm moving forward, you know.
Yes,
but
sir.
But at the same time, I have a duty. I have an agreement.
Yes,
that
sir.
The only way that I can ultimately attain a certain level is that, you know, kind of like missionary, you got to spread it. You got to speak it into an existence. But at the same time,
yes,
you have to intentionally share it and actually follow up and continue to do it. So like I said, I've been charged with what I do in life, and I agree that the job don't own me, I own it.
There
you
you
know
go.
Nobody has a gun to my head to be there.
There you
and,
go.
And when I get in there, when I get in there every day, my purpose kicks in, and I do what I do. I'm an independent contractor.
Yes, sir.
They pay me to come in there, and obviously they trust me to be in the building to carry out some of the basic things that I'm there for. But some of the other things that I put out there, I mean, it's kind of like I have sidebars all day about other things. You know, it's a platform, and I talk about a multitude of things, and I share. And so that's part of the plan. Is to,
yes,
you know,
sir.
You ha- it's no good to it's no good if you're not sharing.
You know what, you brother Mashinda, you said something that is so powerful. It's so dynamic. What did you just say? You said it's not personal. Man, I almost left the building right here when you said that, because it is not personal. You are giving yourself to do what you have to do to try to teach it. If you make it personal, then you become an advocate to all the things that are evil. It's not personal. It is not personal. It can't be personal, because if it gets personal, guess what? Then selfishness enters in. And when selfishness comes in, it brings in all of its relatives. And then you get what? Confused, which is what this concept is operating in. They told us, and you may have done this on a lot of shows, and I know you probably didn't believe it, but we grew up thinking that what? Christopher Columbus discovered America. Okay. Well, you already know that that's not true. But then later on, research found out that Vespucci, I forgot his friend, Vespucci, it was named that Amerigo Vespucci. That's what the quote America, or the quote unquote United States, was named after. But guess what? I found out, and you guys probably already know this, but there was a man that was the richest man ever on the on this earth, called Mansa Musa. Okay, and he was from what is that, Mali? Okay, well, anyway, long story short, in I want to say 1391 or 13, yeah, might have been 1391. And a little bit before that, he gave, and you can look this up, he gave his, I think it was his brother or cousin, name was Abukari II. He gave him his kingdom. So, you know, and he traded with the indigenous native people who were black in this country at least 200 years before Columbus ever set foot in here. And then last week I found out that Amerigo Vespucci, that wasn't his real name. He was named something that had to do with some people down in Nicaragua whose name was kind of close to America, but it was called Miracle. He changed his name, or his name was changed, so that in the history annals of history, that would be there, so that people could do that. See, I don't know what this concept is, but Abukari II was trading with the native black people, indigenous native black people, in this concept that is that we call, or was called, America, long before, at least 200 years before, this joker from Spain that they call Christopher Columbus came over here. But that Christopher Columbus stuff is in the textbook, but it's not true. And they know that it's not true. See, this is what I mean about researching the research, and then constantly researching, opening up the doors so that you can understand how we have been systematically manipulated into different kinds of thinking so that they could captivate us and pigeonhole us, indoctrinize us, colonize us, the 13 colonies, hint, hint, all that kind of stuff. For what? For the support of people who dominate us, in particular, a certain people. Now, did you guys know that the Vatican City is actually a state? Now, I didn't know that. You may have, but I didn't know that. With capital, the euro, a city. Think about that. I didn't know that. You see, you constantly are learning. Why is that? Buy, sell, and trade with money. Why would they do that? But that's what it is. And look how they have misled people all around the world. All around the world. You can look that stuff up and see what they do. And some of that stuff has been exposed. The raping of children, they agreed with slavery and sanctioned it and all that kind of stuff. And you're supposed to bow down for that and kiss the ring and all that kind of stuff. Got into paganism. Paganism. And still doing that. And God said that you shall have no other gods before me. That's lowercase gods. But what we do it anyway, whatever it is. Money, you know, sex, whatever it is, drugs. We are here, they killing each other over drugs. Don't own no factories, no nothing. But drugs is put in our community. Now, I don't know how it is in South Central. I heard a lot of things about that, how a certain three-letter or three-initial organization infiltrated to bring drugs into South Central to do what? To dominate stuff. I heard there's certain groups, and I'm not going to call out their name, were created by that certain three-letter, three-initial organization to do what? To get in our community and divide it up through drugs and all that kind of stuff. You know, it goes on and on. You know, people who they assassinate and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure, you know, with me throwing out these little hints, you already know some of this stuff.
Yeah, it was something else. It was documented in, I don't know if it was San Francisco, but they had a big series of articles talking about the Contras and how the drugs was being smuggled in.
Yeah.
Yeah, to fund the Contras.
And, that's, you know, right.
It's just, it's well documented.
Yeah. Fighting over colors and carrying on stuff like it's a distraction from what's going on. So I hate you, you hate me, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they They dump all those drugs in L.A. and a bunch of the cities in the inner cities. And it just was funding the Contras. That's what it was doing, you know, and just destroying us.
Yes. Yes.
But funding wars and all that. It's crazy.
Yes, it's crazy. And we condescended that because they made you think, they being whoever is in control, that Big Willie Slick was the big drug dealer, you know, driving the pink Cadillac and all that kind of stuff. He was the man. He wasn't the man. He was just used by the man as a distraction so that we would look at him. And they sold that to the grandmother out in Iowa because she was scared of you.
Something. Now, Mr. Bobby, I want to do something that's out of the book, Neely Fuller's book.
Yes.
And I don't know, so I'm just going to ask this question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a religion?
I am the religion.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, what's the name of your religion? You know, the questions Neely Fuller asked?
Yeah.
What's the name of religion?
My religion is Mr. Bobby, but I believe in, some people call it the higher power, but I found out what his name is, Yahweh. I divorced myself from the what I was taught about the church, because in my mind, the church was the brick and mortar. But when I found out, when Paul wrote his letter to the Corinthians church, that the Spirit of God is within me, or Yahweh is within me, he said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the Spirit of God dwells within you. That's in me. That's in me. He put himself in me. So I am the church. Now, the world or the Christendom, they can't accept that because they think that's blasphemous. But it's not. Why would Yahweh lie? Why would he lie? He wouldn't do that. He would not do that. But you have to accept that or believe that, or you don't. And if you don't, then you become confused and support all this other stuff. Go ahead.
So the name of your religion is Mr. Bobby.
Correct? That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So now, what do your religion require you to do?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Now,
what do your religion require you to do when you interact with me?
Tell the truth.
Okay. Straight simple. I just wanted to get that from you know, the three questions he asked.
You know, I mean, we're sitting up here talking. See, I'm not supposed to lie to you. I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to tell you the truth. Sometimes it might be hard to accept. And if I make an error, I try to go back, you know, and correct that error. But that's why I'm constantly learning. I don't say I'm still learning because Fuller says you still learning. I'm actually still learning. Like that stuff about Abu Qari, the second. I didn't even know that Mansa Musa had a brother or cousin, you know, and from Mali and so forth, and what they did over 200 years before Columbus set sail over here. See, everything it's just a lie for what? Domination. For what? For money. To use people, to use us in particular, and then to teach us how to hate ourselves. But they go in there and have sex with our women. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. And so they teach us, they taught us how to hate each other. And we still do. We still do. Even down to that ice cream story I was telling you about, because I didn't believe that until I started doing the research on that under the Jim Crow laws here. See, everything has to be questioned. Everything. Because he has given us power, but we have to use it. Like when I gave you the example of the light in the room, you got to turn on that light. You possess that power. You possess it. Turn it on. Turn it on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now, is there anything else that you would like to share with us? Because I know that I'm heavily influenced by logic,
yes, sir,
and things that make sense, and I can relate to a lot what Neely Fuller talks about, because that's the realm I deal in. I do my best to keep things simple, and I do my best to be logical. It's that sequential thinking, you know, and I teach math, so it's all the time. It's steps by step by step, and you start here and then you get to the answer. So is how does Neely Fuller impact your thinking?
The only thing that I learned and still learning from Neely Fuller, or have learned, is the, you know, that concept that he has at the beginning of the book, which is if you don't understand. Now he went and just to white supremacy, which he called racism. Okay. So what I did is I took that for everything. You have to understand whatever it is that you are doing, just like radio, that I'm in radio and television. I have to understand what it is and how it works so that I can be in power and not let it overpower me. Because if I don't, then I become a slave to that system. And we're not supposed to be in bondage to anything like that, whether it's a man, woman, or system. But we have to take authority on that. How do you take authority? You have to go to the creator to do that and ask him, how do I do this? You said to do this. You said to come to you. You said, if I lack wisdom, Father, you said to ask you, and you said that you would give it liberally and upbraid it not. And because you cannot lie, you are required, Father, to give it to me. Not only that, you can talk to him like that because he said to come boldly to the throne of grace, where you may obtain what? Mercy, and then find grace to help in the time of need. He said that. So you can say that back to him, not being smart or irreverent, you know, no. You ask him to help you because you need him to navigate through all this stuff that was set up long before you got here. And then I'm reading the book now. The latest one called The Great Controversy, of the Great Protestant Reformation, and all the lies and stuff that they did to just get us in here. And I kind of made reference to it in my earlier conversation about a certain church or a certain organization and how they did that and captivated the world with that and how we were supposed to bow down. You know, two examples. Number one, you know a place called Central Park. Is that correct?
Yes.
But did you know what it was called before that?
You had told us before. And
okay.
I know if we
yeah,
go back
okay,
and listen
anyway.
to it,
Yeah,
but tell us
anyway.
again.
Okay, it was Seneca Village, a village of black people, but they took it over, and you know who they are. They took it over and made a park in it. So you don't know it as Seneca Village. You know it as Central Park.
Were there residents there?
Yes, black. It was a thriving community.
So they
yes.
gentrified it, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. Or how about this? In the Lakota Nation, out in South Dakota, North Dakota, out there. You know it. If I say this, you already know it. What is that? What about the four figures, those monuments? What do you call that? Anyway, they had the four presidents on there.
Oh, Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's not the name of it. The name of it is the Land of the Six Grandfathers, stolen from the Lakota Nation. But we know it as what? Mount Rushmore. See, they always do stuff like that. And then you got some guy down in Florida that don't want the truth to be told. That's in the books. That's in their books. But they don't want that to be told. You see, everything is geared in this concept, you know, toward what they want to do. They don't want to know the truth. They want these lies to go and teach us these lies. And that's why we have to break ourselves away from that through the Father and not through that foolishness. And they even infiltrated religion. That's what that so-called Christian flag is in a lot of the churches when I was coming up. What did that mean? That meant that white supremacy was practiced there. We didn't know that, but that's what that meant. It was okay because they were watching, and they still are. They still are watching. That's what they do, infiltrating our groups and so forth, because they need to know why. Because they recognize, they know that they are weak, but they try to project themselves as being strong. But they're not. That's why they got to infiltrate us all the time, or under surveillance all the time, because they can't come at you one-on-one. They got to do this or organize plots and things against you. I don't have no hate for them, because hate, it ain't going to work. But you gotta know what your enemy is doing. You got to know. You got to understand their tactics. How they think, how they move, what they do. You need to know this so that you can protect yourself.
Brother Mashinda had a question for you. Brother
yes,
Mashinda?
Yeah, you kind of covered a little just a while ago. You were speaking of, you know, Columbus and, you know, all the falsehoods that, you know, we've been subjected to. So over there in Florida, Governor DeSantis, you know, his full-on assault on dealing with critical race theory, dealing with black history, dealing with history that can empower our children, our people, things that are, you know, we started this, you know, we have a legacy of truth that's there. They're trying to eliminate out of the schools.
Yes.
Over there in Texas, Governor Abbott, you know, he's over there taking over the eighth largest school district in the country, which is the Houston school district, which has over 200,000 students. And you know, in the midst of them, they you know, of course, you know, I've been reading where, you know, Houston's been making some strides, you know, of course, trying to bring up test scores and things like that. And it, you know, so of course we can talk about you know, that's an assault and attack in itself in terms of the, you know, the school systems, you know, where we live at, where the Hispanics and blacks live, predominantly that makes up the Houston school district, blacks and Hispanics, that, you know, of course, trying to keep truth out of those schools and trying to maneuver and manipulate the minds, you know, according to the way they see it. And so therefore, using these test scores and things like that, you know, to measure, you know, who we are, when in fact that, you know, our preparation, they, you know, they don't, you know, they're not concerned about our preparation, you know, because if they were, they would, you know, the resources would be there, you know, we would have resources all children can learn. Of course, if you have some kind of challenge or something to that effect, to a brain injury or something to where it keeps you from learning, even then you can improvise, and there's ways to perform. I totally believe that. But at the same time, just looking at this assault in this modern day assault of taking out, history, anything black. How about that? Anything black, this white supremacy move that's going on. It's like a full court press that's going on. I wanted to know what's your take on that. Is the things that are going on, expand on that. And also want you to, if you can, talk about the reparations movements, especially that's going on in San Francisco,
Okay.
California, and things like that. Thank you.
Okay. Now, all that you have just brought up and said, and what you haven't brought up and didn't say, can be summed up by doing one thing. And that is, if we start loving each other as Yahweh had said, if we do that, then every single problem that we have would go away. Everything that you just mentioned would go, because see, love would cause you to care for your brother and do your brother right and not mistreat them. It's real simple. And as a matter of fact, in the book of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, what does he say? He said, "I give you a new commandment that you do what? That you love one another." Just as simple as that. But no, what we want to do is go back to the old Mosaic law and what they said in Deuteronomy, a particular chapter 15, verses, chapter 28, 15 through 67. Man, you don't follow all the rules, the Ten Commandments and all that stuff. You don't do any of that. You don't do none of that. But even when he came here, and then, of course, you probably know this by heart because you were taught that. What did Yahweh say? He said that God so loved the world. I hate to use that King's English, but anyway, he said God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son. Notice he said love. It's all signed up. It all goes to love. And then in John, like I said, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. He tells us to love one another. In that, you show the love of the Father. But we don't do that because we got to put on some kind of show. And then when we don't do that, then you have all this mistreatment and all that stuff that you just mentioned and all the stuff that you didn't mention that goes on. Because when one of us is mistreated, then all of us are. Governor DeSantis and all that stuff, yeah. Reparations, yeah. Should we be paid? Everybody else got paid, yeah, but they don't do that. And I'm glad you mentioned reparations. From a historical standpoint, listen to this. You heard about what is that, the Emancipation Proclamation? Both of you have probably heard that. That's what they taught us in school, that whatever his name is, Lincoln freed the slaves. That's what they told us in school. But that wasn't really true. That wasn't really true. When you start doing the research about that, have you ever heard of this? The Washington D.C. Emergency Emancipation Compensation Act. Do you know what that was? Hello?
Yeah, well, I'm listed. Break it
Okay,
down.
okay. Well, here what this was is. It was, they only told you half of the story. The other half was this, that Washington, D.C. Emergency Emancipation Compensation Act, the slave owners complained that since the slaves were freed, that they needed to be compensated. And they were. They gave them $300 per slave to be compensated for the loss of that workforce, okay? Now, they gave you or us what? Oh, they said 300, or rather 40 acres and a mule. I think you've heard of that. Okay. Now, When you research that further, and I don't know about your family, I know mine, and we didn't get no 40 acres of the mule, but I discovered that there was a caveat to that. You could actually get the 40 acres and the mule if you left the country. How about that? See, they only tell what they want to tell. Going back to DeSantis taking away stuff. They don't want the truth to be told. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that. They only tell us what they want us to know. Or like the Black Bank, the Freedmen's Bank. You heard about that? Yeah, from 1865 till 1874, Frederick Douglass put $10,000 into that bank. But they didn't want that to flourish. You freed all these people. And all they had skills was what? Sharecropping. So the Freedmen's Bank, you can look that up, was set up. But they had white regulators who bankrupted the bank. Hint, hint, SBV, Signature Bank, the same stuff going on today. What? Corporate greed. They destroyed that bank because they wanted to destroy us. They don't want you to have land. So reparations, yeah, we should get paid. You paid the Germans, you paid the Japanese, and now we have Japanese cars over here. Vietnamese, you know, they do hair and all that kind of stuff, nails, all that. You go over there and bomb those cars. For what? Who benefited from that kind of stuff? See, the absence of love causes us, causes to do all these things that you were talking about, every single one of them. But nobody wants to do that, love them, because that's too simple. Oh, how can loving somebody eliminate all the problems? Because God said so, man. God said so. You know, that your argument would be against God, not against me. How do we do that? Then ask God how to do that. Stop mistreating your brother. Stop lying to your brother. You guys, you know, you're on the West Coast and then you're in Louisiana. I need you. I need you. You're my brother. I need you. I need you for real. I need whatever knowledge that you have to give me so I can help give to others. I need you and you need me. And I need you hard because it's like my fist, my hand. My hand, yeah, I can do a lot of things with my hand. But when my hand is together like a fist, oh, man, we can do a lot of things. That's togetherness. We can do that instead of being separated. And they did a good job of separating us or gentrifying our communities and so forth so they can get in here and take over and build things for themselves. So reparations, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely should give that to make up for what we have lost. We don't have no generational wealth. We can't even go back and find out who our relatives are. You might be a relative of mine. I don't know. They did a good job in separating us and to keep us separate and then telling us that we were three-fifths of a person, you know, for voting purposes. You know, all kind of stuff like that. And that's in every area. Every area.
Chief manipulators.
Yes, absolutely. And they don't like for you to tell them that. But see, you can prove it, just like Mr. Fuller says, by the evidence of their actions. The evidence tells you to tell the truth. That's why, and like love is action word. You can tell somebody that you love them, but love is action word. You got to show them, brother. So going back to that scripture, God so loved the world that what did he do? He gave himself through his son. He didn't have to do that, but he loved us so much that he did that. He gave. We don't give. We take and steal, lie. And all that stuff, manipulate, you know, constantly.
I listen to a lot of reggae, and Gregory Isaac, the cool ruler, he said, if you always want to give, you never won't.
Hey, he's right. 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 He's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mr. Bobby, I really appreciate you coming on here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And what we're going to do is we're going to invite you back. You know, I gave you a break there for about over a year, and I contacted you and asked you, can you come back? So we definitely want to always get you on here. Powerful words, powerful. You know, your passion is 100, and we need that type of energy around here, you know.
Thank you, my brother.
And appreciate all that you do, and Mr. Fuller, and
yes, sir,
Brother Mashenda. You know, we all, you know, love to come here and talk and come up with some solutions too. You know,
yeah.
your solution, what you said plenty of, you said, you know, ask for the guidance
yes.
from the Most High. You know, ask.
Yes.
And you know, and when you, like me, Neely Fuller also said, he said, if you start, you know, when you sit back and you think and you start asking questions, he said the things start coming into your mind. You know, the
yes.
answers start coming to you. So it's very important, the empowerment, you know, that self-empowerment. You be the driver of you.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate all of your strong words. And also, I want to share, Brother Mashenda, any last things, anything else you want to say or what?
I want to thank Mr. Bobby. I just want to comment on his professionalism. I noticed, like, on the show when I listened to Neely Fuller, I said, it's the most well-mannered, proper guy I ever heard, like on a broadcast or something, in terms
of thank you, sir.
Well, just the respect that he has on the show. He doesn't show any ego, any narcissism or any anything negative. It's always positive. That's what kind of, it's a synergistic effect, you know, it draws me to the show whenever I do listen. You know, it's kind of like what you talk about, love, you know, and love, it creates a synergy, you know, and it's, you know, love is the devil's kryptonite.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Bobby, for coming, man. Come back again.
Yes, sir. Let me just share one more thing. I was speaking to a lady. I'll make it real quick. I was speaking to a lady the other day, and she was complaining about how things were coming against her and all these people were coming against her. And I said, young lady, don't you know that God, Yahweh, is so accurate that he threw hailstones, check this out, hailstones from heaven to kill the enemies of our people. Now think about this. You know, there are seven heavens. And the sun is in the firmament. The moon is 300 and something thousand miles away. The sun is 93 million miles away. It would take you 3 years to get to the sun, if you could get to it from here. I think it's 3 days to the moon anyway. And then there's the seven heavens. So if God threw hell, and what he did, this is in the book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 11. Think how accurate God is to throw hailstones that far to go through the oceans that are up above the firmament and get hailstones and threw them all the way down to heaven, I mean to earth, to kill to kill those people that were bothering our people. Now you speak about accuracy. No, brother, what I'm trying to say, if God be for you, if Yahweh be for you, who could be against him? Okay, I'm out.
Appreciate it. So let me share what's coming up in the next few shows we have. On Monday, we have Jerry Asul Jabal. Let me show you his brother.
Okay.
Deep brother. Let me share the screen. This is his book. It's called Conspiracy of Silence.
Yeah.
And it's racism and white denial of their African origins. Jerry Asul Jabal, he's a real good friend of Professor Amun-Ra. And that's going to be on Monday on Conscious Corner. And then on Wednesday, we have Damian McCalman. He's been on the show a few times. Even Jerry Jabal has been on the show a few times. And the title is Character or Color? How do we want to be judged? So both of those shows should be very interesting. I'm looking forward to them.
All right,
Mr. Bobby, good. Anytime you have time, come visit us. You know,
yeah, just zoom right in there.
Public.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, on Mondays and Wednesdays, we here weekly, like you are on Tuesdays.
Okay, I appreciate
that. So anytime, you know, you want to come on, it's right there, just how you got on tonight. And
Okay.
Then also, when we close, can you please stay on a second? I have a question for you.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to close for this evening. You know, we're just going to take a pause. As Rohan Marley said, you know, we're just taking a pause. And I want to say, Conscious Corner, and each one teach one. Everybody have a good evening.